Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, the only program where you will train yourself to outrun, outfight, and outlive the majority of the world's population. Today, we're going to be talking about strength training 2.0. And it's pretty apt because when it's strength training 2.0 is because I talked about strength, the importance of strength training and the benefits and stuff like that a few weeks ago. So you can check that out, episode out if you want. But today's is because we've updated the strength training in the app. So if you have the app, it would have got pushed out a couple of days ago. And there's another big change coming up, which I just thought about this morning. So I'll let you figure that one out when it comes out. I'll talk about it later. But today, I think you might remember a couple of days ago, a couple of episodes ago, when I first came to Santa Marta, which is where I am at the moment. I said one of my goals was to be able to do a muscle up, and my aim was to do at least one muscle up before I left. And I've still got 2 weeks here, and I did one today. So I'm way ahead of schedule, which is cool. I think a lot of it has to do with muscle memory, because a lot of muscle up, yeah, you need the strength, but it's also the technique. And because I was able to do muscle ups before, like years and years and years ago, I think maybe I've got muscle memory. Just a theory, don't know if it's true, but I'm pretty happy with it. So I did a muscle up today. And so maybe, hopefully, before I leave here, I can do two or even three in a row. That'd be pretty cool. On my way to be able to do 25, which is the ultimate goal for muscle ups in the Survival Fitness Plan. Whether I ever make it or not is a different story. But I feel like doing the first one's the hardest. Doing the second one is still hard. Doing your third, doing your fourth is harder. And then, but then from doing from 3 to 5 is probably not as hard. And then from 5 to 10. Like it's as hard as getting your first one, and then from 10 to 20 and 20 to 25. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, so like I said, we're doing strength training 2.0 as today's episodes because the routine's changed. I want to share it with you. So our strength exercises in the Survival Fitness Plan are actually carefully chosen to build strength and function for things that will help you outrun and outfight the majority of the world's population, right? So any strength training obviously helps you outlive. So it's very important. So that's where the outlive part comes on, because all strength training does it. You could do any strength training, but we have exercises specifically chosen, not specifically designed, they're classic exercises, as you'll see, to help you outrun and outfight. So this is the why we do them and the how we train them, not how to actually do the exercise. If you want to actually learn how to do the exercise, like the technique, just go look it up on YouTube or get the app. Get the app. Don't worry about YouTube. Get the app. All right, cool. So first of all, we've got to do a warm-up, right? So we've got strength training built into the warm-up. If you do the mini-tramp, I highly recommend getting one of those mini-tramps and doing the mini-tramp routine for the warm-up. Of course, like even I don't have one while I'm traveling, but it is really good because the mini-tramp builds strength, but also does a bunch of other stuff. Like I think I talked about it before, but it's good cardio. It's good for your mitochondria, right? Gets everything activated. And if you've only got 10 minutes a day, the mini tramp is the way to go. And in the Survival Fitness Plan app, if you choose the mini tramp option, it'll tell you which exercises to do, right? Or if it doesn't at the moment, it will do in future updates. Yeah, and if you don't have that, just follow the warm up in the app. There's also a couple of warm ups depending on the what you're doing. And so the strength training day will have its own special warm up to focus more on strength training stuff. All right, cool. So make sure you do a warm up. That's the point of that. So that's the training plan. In your first strength training session, what you do is you do as many reps as you can in good form. All right. In your second session, you do 3 sets of 80% capacity, all right? If your form starts to falter, then do less reps each set. So for example, let's say I can do 30 push-ups, like just to make the maths easy, right? Let's say the first time you try to do push-ups, you can do 100. That's because the goal is 100, so let's scrap that, sorry. Let's say the first time you do it, you can do 20, right? So 80% of 20, 30% of 10, 80% of 10, 16, right? So then you're going to do 3 sets of 16. So you do 16, and then so let's say on your second set, you can't do 16, right? You can only do 14. Well, then you do 14, right? And then you keep going. And then every session after that, like, so if this session I do 16, then next session I'm just going to do 17 per set, right? And then every week I just add one. Just I'm just adding one. And eventually I'll be able to get to, like, three sets of 40, which is 120 push-ups. The goal is only 100, right? If I do three sets of 30, it's not. Three sets of 35 is 105. And then I'll try to do maybe two sets of 50, and that's my aim. And then eventually I'll be able to do, like, 100, right? So once you have achieved the goal, you want to work towards doing them in two sets and then one set. And then once you can do the goal in one set, you can progress further by adding resistance, either with a resistance band or like a rucksack filled with weights or something like that, right? So also, and then make sure you record your progress in the app, which is actually currently this morning I started putting in tracking capabilities into the app. So you'll be able to write in your tracking straight away, right? Like how many push-ups you did today, how many muscle-ups you did today, how many whatever. All right, so that's the overall training plan. So next is you want the order of exercises is important, all right? So the order of exercises that we give you, make sure you do them. The reason is that is because you don't want to do like arms and arms and arms, because we have minimal rest in between, right? So what we're actually doing is metabolic training. I mean, I didn't design it purposely to be metabolic training, but it's just a good coincidence, right? Because for those of you that don't know, metabolic training is performing a series of exercises in a circuit with little to no rest in between exercises. And when you do this, it creates like an afterburn effect where the body will continue to burn calories and fat for hours after the workout. It's actually great for weight loss, but that's not why we use it. But it's a nice bonus if you want to shed some weight. We use it because it's an effective and time-efficient way to improve your overall fitness. So the order, the exercises are in the order that they are so that specific muscles groups can get a rest before they're worked again. Because we don't actually take a rest, or you try not to. So let's say if you do pull-ups and then you do chin-ups, which is what it used to be, was right? You just do pull-ups first and then you do chin-ups straight after. Well, your arms are getting blasted. So now you're doing pull-ups first and then you're doing like something for your legs after, and then you go to chin-ups and then you do something different and then you go back to arms, right? So my advice is to rest for no longer than 20 seconds between sets. And if you need anything longer, no more than 1 minute, and do it between the rounds. So between sets, I mean, like, let's say, for example, chin-ups or pull-ups, right? And then after pull-ups, I believe it's like plyometric jumps, like lateral bounds or something, like precision jumping or jump squats, right? So if you need a rest between the muscle ups and the jump squats, make sure it's no more than 20 seconds max, preferably a lot less, right? And if you need a longer rest, do it at the end of the set. So let's say you're doing three rounds, do it at the end of the round. So you do all, I think it's five or six exercises, and then rest before doing, so the first exercise is pull-ups, you do pull-ups, chin-ups, blah, 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 blah. And then before doing pull-ups the second time, then you can have a little rest. Make sure it's no longer than a minute. All right, so 20 seconds in a minute, and in reality, it should be much less. So try not to rest at all. Really, don't rest. It's better. If you cannot rest, you're doing good. All right, so let's start with each exercise that you're going to try to do. So the first one is muscle-ups. So the ultimate goal is 25 muscle-ups. Why do we use it? Because you want to be able to climb up stuff, right? It's in parkour, rock climbing. I mean, parkour is the main thing for fight and flight, right? So besides self-defense, so parkour, so you can jump up stuff, and it's muscle-ups. It's also grip strength, right? And it's also be able to pull, so be able to pull your opponent if you want to pull them away or whatever. Now, muscle-ups are really hard. So you got to build your strength up to at least 10 pull-ups in one set and at least 10 dips in one set before you attempt muscle-ups, all right? And make sure you master the transition phase. There's videos in the app to teach you how to do that, all right? So here's a sample progression. First, you have the active hang. Like, if you can't even do a pull-up, just do an active hang, right? And pull up and then do some dips as well. So you do the active hang and then you do dips. And then the next part is to do negative pull-ups, right? So that's basically where you start from the top position, from the top pull-up position, and then just lower yourself down, all right? And then do dips as well. The next thing is to do chest pull-ups. Right, so they're explosive pull-ups, so you're trying to get the bar all the way to your chest as opposed to just your neck, and explosive dips, right? Explosiveness is the way to train. So it's like when you do a push-up, you go down slowly and then you push up as fast as you can, right? And then the last thing is muscle-ups. And then if you can do muscle-ups, let's say if you can do 25 muscle-ups, start doing muscle-ups with resistance, right? So you get a band, put it around your body somehow, or get like one of those rucky sack things and then fill it with weights, or get a band and then tie it to a weight and then do muscle-ups with it. If you ever get to there, you're a machine. I can't do it. I've never ever done that before, but it's just the way I would do it. Okay. And of course, there's, if you don't have a bar, let's say you're traveling or whatever away from you, if your usual workspace, your usual workout place should have a bar. So wherever you are, you can put one in your house. I think I bought one recently because I started living somewhere and I didn't have a bar, and I was going to get one of those door ones where you put it on the door, right? And but the person whose house it was didn't want me to because it would wreck the door, which is fair enough. So we bought an actual one. It was a little bit more expensive, but it was still only like $100, but it's a proper steel frame thing. So you can actually do muscle ups on it as long as you bolt it to the ground, right? This one wasn't bolted to the ground and it's in an apartment, so I can only do pull ups on it, but still, it's there. All right, so no, if you don't have a bar, no bar alternatives. You could do resistance band pull downs, right? You can use a resistance band and attach it to like something sturdy overhead and pull the band down towards your chest, like while keeping your arms straight. Like that's exactly the same as a pull up. So you're making the motion of a pull up, but you're just using a resistance band. Whatever you're going to tie it to, I don't know. Maybe you don't have a bar, but you've somehow got something to tie the resistance band to. All right. If you don't have that, you can do inverted rolls. So you find a sturdy table or whatever you find that's sturdy, that's about waist height, and you lay underneath it with your chest facing up and you grip the edge, right? Just as you would the same angle grip for a pull up, and you just pull yourself towards it, right? Make sure you keep your body straight. Another one is the dumbbell rolls. So if you don't have a bar but you've got dumbbells, hold a dumbbell in one hand and place your other hand on your knee or on a bench or a chair or whatever, and keep your back straight and lift the dumbbell towards your chest. So that just targets your back muscles. So you see that these are actually in the no bar alternatives are in preference order. So if you don't have a bar, your first point of order would be try to find somewhere to attach a resistance band and get it like a good strong resistance band, one that's got enough resistance for you to get your workout, right? And of course you can get different levels of resistance band. So that resistance band pull downs is also actually a pretty good progression move if you don't if you need to build strength to do it, right? And then as you go down. If you can't do that, do the inverted rows, and if you can't do that, do the dumbbell rows. Dumbbell rows are last because we don't really use weights as such in the survival fitness plan, right? Apart from when you're trying to progress even further than the standard and you put like a weight on your back, but even that's not like dumbbells. But if you've got a kettlebell at home or dumbbells or whatever, you're in the gym, you can do that. All right, the next thing, the ultimate goal, is plyometric squats, right? So you want to try to do 50 plyometric squats. What are plyometric squats? Why do we use it? Because first of all, plyometric squats build up your muscle, right, for explosive energy, and it's very good for making your legs stronger so you can sprint better. Sprinting is very important in the survival fitness plan. You want to be able to sprint as fast as you can, right? The second thing is because you can mimic, like if you're doing plyometric squats like jump squats, and then you can try to improve your vertical jump, and then the third one is so you can try to improve your distance jump for like precision jumping in parkour, right? If you don't know what precision jumping is, you can look that up. Precision jumping in parkour. So that's why we use it. So all jumping activities are best done on soft ground, like beach sand is ideal, but a grassed area, or if you've got a mat at a gym or whatever, right? If you're doing it at home, just like get some of those foam mats, they're pretty cheap. You get them from Walmart or whatever, and you can just lay them down in your training area. So you want to concentrate on a soft landing, so in your technique, so that's paramount. So make sure you're trying to land softly. There are two plyometric squats that we use. Alternate them in your training. So like the first session, you will do jump squats, and then the second one, you'll do bounds. And then once you know how to do precision jumping, once you learn it in the skills, it's pretty early on, it's like within a couple of weeks, then you can swap out the bounds for precision jumps, all right? So jump squats for vertical, and then precision jumps or bounds for distance. All right, so how do we do it? What's the progression? Make sure you master perfect form with the standard squat before trying any of the plyometric versions, right? So you do standard squats first, then you do jump squats, then you do standing broad jumps. And that's the progression. There's no weight. You can put weight on if you want. Jumping is one of those things I don't really like putting weight, even if I can do them pretty good, because It's hard on your knees, all right? And if you do get an injury or whatever, then just regress to squats with weight, as opposed to jump, as opposed to plyometrics. And if you need, if you injure your knees, make sure you sort that out and fix it. Go see a physio or whatever. Don't keep exercising on it, because otherwise you'll end up doing major damage, and then you might have to get knee surgery or something. You don't want that. All right. Next thing, chin-ups. The ultimate goal is chin-ups. 25 is how many we want. And why do we use chin-ups? Well, honestly, it's mainly to counteract all the muscle-ups and pull-ups you're going to do. Because when you do chin-ups, you're using a whole bunch of different muscles. The idea of needing chin-ups to climb up something, I mean, it's possible, but in reality, not really. But chin-ups are also good because it's building up your biceps, right? It's like the ultimate biceps exercise. So that's why you do it, because you need your biceps to pick stuff up, and you don't want to be just very, your body needs to grow evenly, right? You don't want to just do pull-ups all the time, because you'll have a massive back and shoulders or whatever, but then you have weak biceps. It's not good. So chin-ups are good because and then when you do self-defense, you've got uppercuts and stuff like that. All right, that's why we use it. Here's your sample progression. You can do an active hang with chin-ups. If you don't know what an active hang is, you're basically just hanging. So when you're not strong enough to do something, to do a pull-up or a chin-up, you just hang there. But you want to make it active, meaning you're trying to pull up. And because if you're not active, you're too relaxed, you can actually pull your joint, your shoulder joints out or whatever. So you don't want to do that. So you got to make sure you've got that strength there, right? So you just hang, and then if you try to pull up, and then eventually be able to pull up, right? The next one is the negative chin up. So it's like starting at the top of the chin up and then lowering yourself down. Then you got the actual chin ups, right? And then chin ups with resistance. Now, with resistance, I mean, just like I said before, you could also use the resistance band as a way to, help you with the progression, right? You can do chin-ups with a resistance band, like tie the resistance band to the top of the bar and then stand in the loop and then use it, so it's like makes you lighter. And that's a good way to train. I've actually been doing that with my friend while I'm here, and she can't do a chin-up. She does the active hangs, right? And she's one of her goals is like to be able to do a chin-up or a pull-up, I should say. So we got the resistance band, which we just bought at the local shop, and it's pretty shitty, but whatever, it does the job. And then put her in it, and then so she can start trying to do a pull up. Now she can't do a pull up even with the resistance band yet, because the resistance band's too light, right? But eventually she'll be able to. I'm confident that at least she'll be able to do a pull up with the resistance band by the time we leave, which will be in about 2 weeks. All right. So some no bar alternatives. So you can do the resistance band pull downs, right? The same as the pull ups. You attach it to something above you and then just like pull it down. You can do the resistance band curls, right? So that's good for your biceps. You put the resistance band on the ground and then stand on it, and then just use it like dumbbell curls. And then stop briefly at the moment and squeeze your biceps and then lower it down. You can do dumbbell rows. So that's the same as like the ones where you with the pull-ups, right? But now instead of pulling yourself up with your hands in the way of the pull-ups, you'll be doing it with your hands in the way of how a chin-up would do it, right? And then you can do inverted rows. Oh, sorry, I just said that. Or also you could use dumbbells, right? And then use just do normal dumbbell curls as a last resort. All right, so then that's not the last one yet. We still got a couple to go. All right, the next thing is 50 burpees. Why do we use burpees? It is an amazing all-round exercise. So, if you don't have like pull-up bar, my two favorite exercises, if you're only going to do two exercises, you're going to do pull-ups and you're going to do burpees. Why burpees? Because you've got the jump in there, right? And then you've got the plank, and then you've got the push-up, and then you've got like the explosiveness, because you're coordinating and everything, it's good for your mind. It's all good, right? So like I said before, all jumping activities are best on the ground, so do that. Concentrate on the safe landing. All right, don't attempt burpees until you can do at least 5 push-ups and 5 jump squats with good form, right? So once you can do that, you can do your burpees. Here's your progression. First of all, just try to do push-ups and squats until you can do 5 or 5, right? Then you can do push-ups and then jump squats, like as separate exercise. You do push-ups, have your little rest or change exercise, and then do jump squats. And then you can do burpees, right? Because a burpee is basically just a push-up and a jump squat combined. And then if you want to get really into it, you could do tuck jump burpees, right? So it's a push-up and a squat, and then you jump, and then you can like tuck your heels to your butt or tuck your knees to your chest as a extra hard thing, right? once again, I wouldn't use weight with burpees. I mean, you can, but the jump part with weight is not good. All right. Next exercise is hanging leg raises. Now, we're going to do 50. The reason we want to do hanging leg raises is one is for grip because you're hanging, right? So you want to train that grip. And the other one is just to work out your core a bit more, like your bottom core. Like a lot of these exercises, like pull-ups will work out, definitely works out your core, right? And burpees definitely works. Well, they all work out your core, but a lot of them focus on your top part. So you might have sick, if you're after abs or whatever. I think getting abs is just going to naturally happen with it. That's not why that we do it, but that's why. And it's good for your legs as well, because you're hanging and you're pulling up your legs. But it'll work to your bottom too, your bottom abdominals, a little bit more, because you don't really do like all the other exercises, they work your upper abdominals a bit more. All right, so that's why we use it. So they're good for building core strength, right? They also improve flexibility and they challenge your abs, and they're good for climbing, right? You need that core strength for climbing. So here's some progressions to do that. So you can do mountain climbers, right? They're pretty easy. You do some of them, make sure you've got a straight back. Then you can do lying leg raises. Then you can do hanging knee tucks, and then you can do hanging leg raise. So lying means on your back, and then you like just pull your knees to your chest, or you raise your leg, or you do little circles, whatever. Right? We used to do a lot of them when I used to train in Muay Thai when I was a kid. Hanging knee tucks, and then hanging leg raises, and then hanging leg raises with resistance. So if you want, you can like put some of those ankle weights on your feet and do hanging leg raises with them, which is hardcore. All right. And if you don't have a bar to hang from, you can just do lying leg raises, right? Or you can do bicycle crunches, which is a really good, which as you'll probably recall, that was what our original abs exercise was bicycle raises. All right, and the last thing you're gonna do, this is the last exercise in the round, is push-ups, right? And your ultimate goal is 50 push-ups. Push-ups are really important, even though you do them in a burpee. The reason we got to do them again is because they mimic a straight punch or a straight palm heel in self-defense. Also, because you do 50 burpees, so you want to do another 50 so you can do 100 push-ups, right? So you can choose if you want to do these ones on your knuckles, like to train your punch and to train your fist structure, right? But if you don't want to, that's fine. Just do them on your hands, but make sure you do them with your elbows close to your body so it mimics the strike. So, So some progressions to doing push-ups is, first you do a high plank. If you can't do anything else, just do a high plank, right? And then you can do some negative push-ups from the high plank, just lower yourself to the ground. The next thing would be kneeling push-ups, right? And then push-ups of resistance. Now, either with a backpack or just wrap the resistance band, which I do here while I'm here, is wrap the resistance band around your back and then grip it with your hands and then do a push-up, and it's actually really good. I wish I had a bit of a stronger resistance so it would be a bit harder, but never mind. All right, that is it. So they're your exercises, guys. So let's recap. You've got, let's see if I can remember off the top of my head. So you've got 25 muscle-ups, and if you can't do muscle-ups, just do pull-ups and dips, right? And then you've got jump squats. You want to do 50 jump squats. Remember, you've got jump squats for height, and then alternate with like bounds or precision jumps. If you know how to do precision jumps, so you've got one that makes you go up and down, the other one that makes you go for distance. So you've got 50 of them. And then you've got 25 pull-ups. Chin-ups, right? So just to work the other side of your arms, you do chin-ups. And then you've got burpees, right? You want to do 50 burpees as your goal. And if you can't do burpees just yet, or make sure you can do like your squats and your push-ups separately before you do burpees. And then you've got leg raises, right? You want to do 50 of them, and then you got 50 push-ups. So it's only 5 exercises. Is that right? Let me have a quick look. Sorry. Don't forget to warm up, obviously. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's right. Muscle ups, squats, plyometric squats, chin ups, burpees, hanging leg raises, and push-ups, right? So you've only got five, and then you're doing three sets, or if you can, you could do it, you do them in less sets, right? So you start with three sets until you can do a total of the ultimate goal, right? Until you can do them all. And then once you do that, you try to get it down to two sets, and then you try to get it down to one set. And when you can do all of them in one set, wow, you're doing good. And if you can do it once, let's say you can do, because for example, me, I can do 50 push-ups probably almost in one set. So then I add resistance, right? So now I've got resistance to the push-up, but the rest of the things I can't, so I don't add resistance to them yet. And there's some things that you never want to add resistance to, like your jumping exercise. I'd never add resistance to those. Like, I wouldn't add a pack onto those, right? You just keep them, they're good. And of course, for your legs as well, you've got your sprints. So that's it. Don't forget to get the app, right? Turn yourself into a model day ninja with the Soul Fitness Plan app. Get 30 days access for just $1. www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to this on a podcast, just like take a screenshot of where you can share it, and then put it on your social media, #survivalfitnessplan. That's it for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you again next time.